Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Anthony Zerker is the BBC North American correspondent who's covering the Donald Trump trial. Trump in court, the first former president to go on trial for an alleged crime. Anthony, good evening to you.
Hello.
Donald Trump in court today. What exactly has been happening?
Well, he is in court today. It's the first day of proceedings in this trial, but really all of it is very preliminary. The morning was spent discussing technical details of evidence, like how prosecutors can talk about former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and that Access Hollywood tape of Trump speaking lewdly about women. The prosecutors asked that the judge issue a sanction, a fine on Donald Trump for violating a gag order that prohibits him from talking about witnesses, potential witnesses, and members of the court. All of this is just preliminary before we get to the afternoon session, which we hope will see the beginning of the jury selection. There are about 500 potential jurors at the courthouse, and they're going to interview them one by one, and both sides have to agree on who will be seated on this jury, because that's the most important thing. It's the 12 people who are on this jury that will decide Donald Trump's fate.
Just out of curiosity, I know there are no cameras allowed in New York criminal trials, so it's hard to, I can actually just watch footage there of him leaving court now that Trump has been and gone. Whether he goes back later, we don't know. But I mean, was he just sitting in there like a dog chewing on a bee, or do we know what his demeanor was?
Well, there are some reporters who are inside the courtroom and they're reporting out to everyone else, some people who are in a spillover room and then the rest of the media world. And they said that Donald Trump has generally sat there stoically. He's been chatting with his lawyers. At some one point, however, it did appear to a reporter who saw him that it looked like he started to nod off, that his head was kind of drooping down and his mouth was held kind of slack-jawed for a moment. So I think, you know, these legal minutia may have been boring to even Donald Trump. But he did give a thumbs up to reporters when he entered the courtroom after a break at one point in the morning.
What I find interesting is the hush money itself wasn't illegal. It was how it was done. And we will probably hear from Stormy Daniels, but it's more Michael Cohen's evidence that will be significant, right, in the terms of the criminal trial.
Yeah, it's kind of an unusual interpretation of both state and federal law. I mean, the trial is about whether Donald Trump violated campaign finance laws, and in doing so, he falsified the business records that showed this payment to, as you mentioned, adult film star Stormy Daniels back in 2016. Because that payment came right before the 2016 presidential election, what the prosecutors are trying to do, they're trying to make the case that Donald Trump did this with a campaign, a political purpose in mind. And if he had made those payments because it was a campaign expenditure, then it should have been disclosed on campaign finance reports. So it is an unusual interpretation of the law, but we'll have to see whether they can make the case, make the convincing argument to a jury that it still is a crime.
Donald Trump has been doing his utmost to stall and delay the criminal charges he's facing, not just in New York, but in other states as well. He couldn't stall this one. How likely is it that we'll have a conclusion quickly and most certainly before Americans really have to start considering who will be their next president?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you define quickly. I mean, this trial may not actually get underway. The real trial, not the jury selection, may not get underway until May. But that is still as you mentioned, much quicker than any of the other charges that have been brought against Donald Trump in D.C. for the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, in Georgia for Donald Trump's efforts to undermine the 2020 election results, and in Florida for his handling of classified documents after he was president. So this actually looks like it will finally start getting underway and that there will be some kind of a verdict within the next few months. Although, as you mentioned, Donald Trump has tried to delay this. He got a month-long delay already. This trial was supposed to start back in March. So he has been reasonably successful even here, but his time has run out, and now he is in the courtroom, and the trial appears to be heading towards a formal beginning.
All right. Anthony Zurcher, BBC North America correspondent, thank you very much for that. More on our bulletins throughout the evening of Donald Trump and his jury for that criminal trial.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh! There it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.